Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Farmers from across Kentucky and surrounding states will gather at the University of Kentucky Research and Education Center in Princeton Tuesday to learn about the latest research and technology in row crops. UK Grain and Forage Center of Excellence Director Dr. Chad Lee says the annual corn, soybean, and tobacco field day has become a very popular event.
Hopefully that represents that we are listening to what farmers want, what producers are interested in. And you're right, several years ago we switched over to these more individualized formats. It really started with the beef bash. The beef folks were the first ones that started that process, and they had such good attendance at theirs. And talking to a few farmers in the grains area, we decided we should do the same thing. And so we now have this corn, soy, and tobacco field day together.
Dr. Lee says this year's agenda will include some timely topics.
Production and soil nutrition session. We've got an IPM session as well. Then we have the tobacco session. One thing that's different this year is that for folks that are just interested in corn and soybeans, they can make all four stops, and all four stops will be corn, soybean stops if they choose. They can still cycle in on a tobacco stop if they wish.
Yet, some of the sessions will include a look at some of the new processes and the technology behind the research.
Question that's relevant right now is, how do you balance populations and stress? How do you identify the right nitrogen rates year in and year out? How do you manage for fungicide applications on corn and soybeans? We've got one looking at equipment, and not necessarily just farmer equipment. Some of it is specialized research equipment. More just to explain how we get some of the research done.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Dr. Chad Lee says the annual field day is well attended.
We're usually a couple hundred folks that show up to the field day every year, and we appreciate that. We also have folks from about five or six different states that come to it as well. This part of the region, you know, we do touch into some nearby states, and we appreciate those folks coming over to visit with us also. And hopefully we've got some information that's relevant in this region.
If you're planning to attend, he adds, a call ahead would be helpful.
Well, we'd love for folks to call ahead just to give us an idea on lunch. Lunch, as usual, is provided by our Kentucky Corn Grower, our Kentucky Soybean Board, and a tobacco group as well. And if you just want to call the center, let them know that you're coming. That helps us out with that headcount for lunch.
The corn, soybean, and tobacco field day begins with registration at 7 o'clock, with wagons leaving at 7:50 on Tuesday, July 24th. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.